AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A couple of firsts for both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton when they take the stage tonight for the first presidential debate at Hofstra University. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith is covering the debate.
For Donald Trump, it's actually his first time debating a single opponent. And for Hillary Clinton, who's debated 30 times at the presidential level, it's actually her first presidential debate with someone from another party. And the audience will be, pardon for this, huge, with forecasts ranging from 70 million to over 100 million.
The debate, moderated by NBC's Lester Holt, starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. A disgruntled lawyer who had numerous weapons randomly shot at drivers in a Houston neighborhood this morning, hitting six, one critically, before he was shot and killed by police. Another three people were hurt by glass or debris. Jennifer Molita, who lives in the same complex, says she got a frantic call from her husband, who said the gunman was aiming directly at the drivers.
This man was aiming to kill. That's what these three, my husband included, kept saying. I could see the red laser, and it was directed to my head.
Melita says her husband was slightly wounded. Documents made public today by the Skagit County, Washington Superior Court show that mall shooting suspect Arkan Chayden has confessed. The papers show that Chayden told detectives that he did bring the rifle into Macy's and shot all five victims. 20-year-old is to have his first court appearance later today. Thousands of homes and businesses evacuated from areas around the Cedar River in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, ahead of tomorrow's expected major flooding. Linn County PIO Ryan Schlater.
There is a curfew in effect for 8 p.m., and the National Guard is also in to monitor several access points in the flood zone.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 155. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says golf great Arnold Palmer was the American dream come to life. He praised Palmer's rise from a humble start in Pennsylvania to superstardom. Arnold Palmer died yesterday in a Pittsburgh hospital. He was 87. Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez also died yesterday with two others in a boating accident. His boat slammed into a small pier in Miami Beach. Tonight, the team will be back on the field after canceling yesterday's game against the Braves. They host the Mets, a team still fighting to get into the playoffs. Mets manager Terry Collins says his team will play to win despite the pain.
I know they'll be very, very respectful, but there's still a lot at stake. As I said before, you know, I know Jose Fernandez well enough to know the one thing he wants is the game played and the game played right. Because that's how he went about it.
Californians who see an animal trapped in a hot car can now break a window to set them free without fear of being prosecuted. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.